Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I want to talk first a little bit about your background.
Yeah.
Because it's always interesting to get the perspective from someone who's new in town. And you say you've been in this job 5 months today.
5 months today.
Well, welcome to town. Welcome to Kansas City. It's 32 years in Pittsburgh before this, right?
Yeah. So, well, born and raised,
okay.
But 32 years in hospitality in Pittsburgh. So I spent 16 years in hotels.
Okay.
The running joke there was I ran out of hotels to work in, so I went to work for the tourism agency.
Okay.
And then I spent about 16 years with them, agency called Visit Pittsburgh.
So what drew you to Kansas City?
Yeah, so I had been here 13 years ago.
Okay.
And when I left, quite honestly, I checked the box and was like, yeah, I really don't need to go back. So, but then fast forward 13 years, the search committee reached out and asked me to come in. When I left Pittsburgh, I told my wife, I said, look, I'm going to fly out, listen to these people. I'll be back tomorrow.
Don't worry.
We'll go about our business when I get back, right? It's all good. So I got home and I went, so what do you think about Kansas City?
Uh-huh.
And I brought her out and I told her on the plane, I said, just give me, all you have to do is give me one reason to say no.
Okay.
Right? Give me one reason to say no. We'll go back home, back to our lives. And at the end of that weekend, she looked at me and she said, I don't know how you're going to turn this down.
It's interesting because you first came out 13 years ago and I've been in town 12 years to know sort of in the same perspective.
So you know, you've seen it, right?
How different it is now than it was when you were first back here 13 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, and when you look at what we do, right, and we're here to promote this, not only just KCMO, but the entire region for tourism, meetings, conventions, right? We're basically a sales marketing entity. And when I look at the assets that have been added to this community, there's no asset problem here, right? The challenge that we have is a perceptual problem, right? Because when I told everybody I was coming to Kansas City, they're like, oh, there's lots of cows and cornfields there,
barbecue.
Right? And barbecue.
That's all
yeah.
Knows.
And actually, I had more cornfields around my house in Pittsburgh than I've seen anywhere in Kansas or Missouri.
Go west.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
So, but yeah, it was absolutely nothing what I thought.
So there's a stigma then, or there was when you know you had come here for your visit. Do you think that stigma is still pervasive throughout the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think there's still a perceptual problem that we have to overcome. You know, and the community in this region have really evolved, but the word just hasn't got out yet. And that's where we come in. That's our job. Our job is, and look, a tourism agency owns nothing. We own nothing, right? What we do is we take all of these wonderful assets that have been built and developed on the backs of this community, and we go out and share it with the world and convince people to come here and check it out.
So your job is to sell Kansas City.
Absolutely.
To conventions or groups that want to come here or anybody else.
Or leisure tourism.
That wants to do something to draw tourists in.
Absolutely.
What's your pitch?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that I'm working on is, and you'll hear a little bit about this tomorrow, about our refresh of our brand campaign and that brand of how we do Kansas City, right? We're going to rebrand that and not rebrand it, but refresh it looking forward. And we've got to find more of those who knew moments, right? So I'm sure that you have people that have come here to visit you.
Mm-hmm.
And they get here and you
shocked.
Take them downtown and they go, who knew? Right? Who knew you had this much going on? We need more of that. We need more people through the gate to see it, touch it, smell it. And once we do that, the word spreads.
What's the biggest draw on that? Like, is it, you know, we've got Sprint Center. We've got the streetcar. Like, what is there a crown jewel that you are using as the beacon of come and check this out? Or is it a bunch of stuff?
That's a great question. Everybody asks that. There isn't that one specific item that we can point to, right? We don't have that big...
Besides burn ends.
Besides
right,
burn ends, right.
I get
we
it.
Don't have that one item. What we do is we've got this plethora of assets. So we're attractive to a lot of different people, right? If you look at the cultural venues that we have, we're going to be at the Kauffman Center tomorrow night. One of the most fantastic venues for performing arts that I've ever been in, right? And the history that we have here. And we have to... You know, we joke about barbecue, right? And we need to be more than just barbecue, but we can't turn our backs on that, right? We shouldn't run away from our barbecue history. We shouldn't run away from our jazz history. We need to embrace those things, but then also explain all these other wonderful venues that we have, all of the museums, the cultural venues, the Sprint Center. And from a guy who sells conventions, when I stood at the corner just outside of BRGR, and I looked to my right and saw the Sprint Center, and looked to my left and saw the Convention Center connected with the Power and Light District, I couldn't wait to get my hands on this city to sell it for conventions.
Can we talk about the perspective from locals, people
sure.
that live here? And you have not been here for the last ten years, as we have fought to get the single terminal plan to move forward at the airport. But now that is moving forward. Now we've got, you know, 4 more miles of a streetcar in the works. We're getting the big convention hotel. We're mm-hmm. finally getting the big things that help tourism. But some people that live here don't, or think they don't benefit from higher tourism numbers. What do you have to say to those people?
Yeah, so some of the best money is other people's money, right? It's a beautiful thing, right?
Other people's money.
Yeah. Right. So our job is to bring in, you know, and we had, 25 million visitors last year. 25 million. And if you take a look at just the metro area and you do the math on the number of available rooms that we have and the occupancy and all of that, we have at any given day 21,000 visitors in our metro area every day from somewhere else, leaving money behind. And what that does for households in the area, it saves every household $550 a year on taxes. Because those people, that money that they're spending here, there's taxes attached to all of that. And that goes to pay for a lot of the social services that we all enjoy while we're here. And the beautiful thing is they leave their money and then they get on that plane and they go home.
And hopefully tell people, hey,
and they tell more people,
go there or
right.
come back.
So think about that. 21,000 people in the community any given day. And do you think that your local restaurant or attraction would be able to survive without that?
That's to Steve in Leavenworth and Joe in St. Joe. And
yeah.
people think, I don't ride the streetcar. I don't care. Coming up, what other cities have been, you know, at reaching out to visit KC? And also, are there any things you take from other cities, maybe Pittsburgh, that you want to see here in Kansas City? We've got more with Visit KC CEO Jason Fulvey in studio. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
Talking about tourism trends and what we have to look forward to, and a lot of great food.
Oh, goodness. You're going to foodie out, aren't you?
Yeah, I geek out just a little bit.
I understand.
It's all right, though.
Get your tickets now. Go to visitkc.com, and there are just a couple left. So if you want to do it, do it now. Go to visitkc.com and check it out, because there are a lot of things on the horizon that are good for Kansas City. And again, Jason Fulvey, CEO from visitkc.com, is with us. And you came here from Pittsburgh, so maybe the answer is going to be Pittsburgh. But that being said, are other cities reaching out to you? And do you model things you want to see done here with stuff done elsewhere in the country?
Yeah, well, I'm very involved in the industry as well. Just like everybody else, you know, there's an association for absolutely everything, right?
Right.
So there is an association for tourism agencies as well, and it's called Destinations International. And I'm actually the chair of the foundation for Destinations International. So I'm very involved in the industry in itself. I've got connections and friends at just about every destination across the country. And I'm certainly looking at best practices and the way that they do things, and trying to think of ways that we can incorporate that stuff here in KC. All of my experience has been in Pittsburgh, and I was a part of the development of what is currently happening there. So
can you bring like 6 Super Bowl titles to Kansas City?
That yeah, well,
cool.
I was working on it.
Yeah.
And I already told everybody that when the Chiefs win the first one, and I do believe when, it's not if, that I am taking full credit for it.
I brought
it with me.
Okay, all right.
Is there a big convention in the back of your head that would be a win for us to get? We've talked a lot about the potential or when Kansas City maybe has missed out on the RNC or the DNC. You know, is there a really big one that you think, man, if we could get that, that's on my list?
Now, certainly those bring a lot of swagger to the conversation,
a lot of
right?
Yeah.
And in Pittsburgh, one of the major events that we hosted that kind of set us on that positive trajectory was when we hosted the G20 summit.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you host something like that, you get a lot of street cred, and you also get a lot of notoriety worldwide. So something like that certainly would be wonderful. Now, you also have to be careful what you wish for, right? Because there's a lot that comes along with hosting one of those events. But certainly, if we get the opportunity, we're going to jump on it, right? But I think that now with the increased inventory that we have from a hotel standpoint, we're now looking at groups that we never could host before.
You mean right? You don't have to get a hotel in Overland Park if your convention is downtown?
You do not.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you do not. Yeah.
Your hotel doesn't have to be in Lawrence.
No, we have a lot of inventory now. And, you know, with the increased inventory comes a lot of responsibility from the tourism agency as well.
When people reach out to you, what is something that they always ask? Like, hey, tell me about this aspect of Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that there's still a lot of people that just don't know what we have to offer here.
How do you make that change? How do you, as the CEO of Visit KC, how do you say, look, we got to get the word out because people know Chicago, people know LA, how do we get that word out and make it stick?
Well, there's two facets to that, right? There's two renaissances that we have to go through. One is an external renaissance where we have to really get more people to come in and see it. Like I had said before, you know, kick the tires. You know, we can do is all the beautiful videos and show all the beautiful pictures that we want. But unless somebody comes here and sees it and touches it and really tries it, they're really not going to get it. So we need to get more people in. And we do that through bringing in potential customers. We do that by bringing in travel writers. That's, you know, we had worked for 5 years on National Geographic, and then we finally got that to pop. And we're, you know, one of the best places to visit based on National Geographic, right? So we need to do more of those things. Now, the second phase of that is the local renaissance, right? We've got to get the local Kansas City residents to believe that we're a destination that people want to come and visit.
Ooh,
right?
Oh, there's that's gonna lot, be a tough there, brother.
But it's true, right? So we've got it's a psychological renaissance that we have to go through as a community to realize that we have all of these amazing assets. And we all agree that they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, other people in the world are going to think they're wonderful too. We just have to get them here to try it.
You mentioned National Geographic. As an avid traveler myself, I subscribe to a lot of the lists that come out every year. You know, the New York Times does their 52 places list every year. Everybody's got a list. How much does something like that help you to get on a big national list like that?
That is publicity we could never afford to buy, right? And my counterparts in other destinations, they salivate over those things. They wish they could get those recognitions. That makes our job so much easier when we can get a third party telling everybody how wonderful we are, right? Because now it's believable. I'm the paid huckster, right? I'm the one that's supposed to be out there telling you it's wonderful.
Right.
But when we have National Geographic telling you, now it means something.
Jason Fulvey, CEO from Visit KC, joining us in studio. We get this a lot on the text line, 22980, some of the dream board items, some of the stuff that if you could just... plop it right down in downtown Kansas
magic
City,
wand.
Missouri. Exactly. Wave your magic wand. What's on that? What is it something that you're like, we need to, if we could do this with no taxes and no political divide on everything.
Yeah. What's, wow. Yeah.
What is your fabricated, made-up dream board magic wand item?
That's a powerful magic wand right there. You know, first I'd like to, if we could move closer to fresh seafood, that would be awesome. That's not happening. So, you know, I think that, and there's been a lot of conversation about this, even before I got here, about the location of the stadiums and things like that. You know, anything that can draw additional attention downtown is going to be helpful. So if the magic wand moved the Royals downtown, that would be awesome, right?
And you have experience with that. Tell our listeners about
that. I
do,
yeah. You know, in the city that I came from, Pittsburgh, we were blessed to have all three stadiums, football, baseball, and hockey, all downtown, all walkable. And there were times that you had all three filled with visitors and locals going to all three games at one time. And I can't even describe the buzz that happens in a downtown area.
And you're all wearing the same colors, too. Like, nobody knows which way you're going if you're
it makes
Steelers
it very easy when you're buying sports gear, right? It has to be two colors, that's it.
That's
you're
it.
Good, right?
Let's talk about those two. Moving the stadiums really fast, and the other big topic of conversation, which is whether Sprint Center should have an NBA team. It seems like once a year that conversation comes up.
Yep.
Are we doing enough with Sprint Center? And do you want to see the Royals play downtown somewhere? What do you think about those two things?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't object to the Royals playing downtown, because that takes some of the stress off of us for what we have to do, because now you're talking all those games downtown, and and when you get the Yankees that come into town, you know, they fill hotel rooms, right? Keep in mind what my objective here is, right? Fill hotel rooms and restaurants and so forth. So that stuff certainly helps. And then the other one was
an NBA team at Sprint Center.
Yeah.
And maybe an anchor tenant.
Well, you know, there's pluses and minuses there, right? So if you do that, then you have to understand that all of those amazing concerts that seem to be happening almost every day in the Sprint Center, a lot of them are going to go away.
Right.
You know, and I'll give you an example. You know, we hosted an event in Pittsburgh that we were contracted to use the hockey arena for a big reception for 4,000 people, and the NHL changed their mind and plugged a game in. Well, guess what? NHL's king. And I had to scramble to find a new venue for 4,000 people for an evening event.
How easy was that?
It wasn't.
Okay, for sure.
I got to let you talk about one more thing here before we go to news. It's a question I knew we were going to get. In fact, I told you about this during the break. The first complaint that people have about downtown, it seems like when you talk about moving more events there, is parking.
Parking.
You're relatively new to town, and so you've got a little bit more of an objective perspective. What do you think about the amount of parking that we have downtown?
Well, it's certainly more parking than I had in Pittsburgh. I got news for you. Yeah. So, no, I think that that's always going to be a challenge, right? And you have to find that balance between events and being able to accommodate them from parking. What I can tell you, if I look at it from 30,000 feet, it seems to me, and I'm certainly not an engineer and I don't know
the... But you're informed. You're a good person to ask.
But it seems like there's enough space downtown that if we were to add parking, there's plenty of room to add that as we continue to grow and evolve. And that's what we have to do, right? We've added all of these wonderful assets, but we can't stop there. We have to continue to look at our evolution as a destination and how do we continue to improve that.
Jason Fulvey is the CEO from Visit KC. Thanks so much for coming in. It was great to meet you.
Very nice meeting you both. Thank you so much.
Welcome to town. We'll see you tomorrow night.
We Absolutely. Will bother you a lot in the next few years.
Love it.
Awesome. Fantastic. Jason Fulvey, visitkc.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!